is the Don and Mike Show.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Man!
It's time for Don and Mike to play.
So budget, Jeff Hardy. Well, listen, I got to bring him right in.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey.
Hey, buonasera. Buonasera.
Hey.
Buonasera.
It's my cousin Luigi, everybody.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Benny.
Hey, Assaggio Alfredo. Hey, Benny. Benny, Donnie. Hey, Gonorrhea Ferrari. Hey, how you do?
I'm doing great now. Cousin Luigi.
Work on English for you.
Good.
Yeah,
fantastic.
All right. See, calamari, nice obuscio.
Now, do you have, I know that you have quite an agenda today.
Oh, bellissimo, Nipolina.
You know, he has many, many thoughts. He reads all the tabloids. He watches hard copy entertainment tonight.
Sì, good. Fincosa Ariolo.
My cousin Luigi.
Hey. Hazzo Bubolina.
Hey. Do you have a feeling about the Frank Gifford story?
Oh, sì, Donnie. Yeah, Frank Gif.
The Gif.
Gif, yes. Yeah.
The Gif.
I try to talk English no good.
No, your English is fantastic.
I have to tell you in my native tongue, the Frank Icati Lee.
Yes.
Frank Icati C.
And yeah, you know what the C stands for,
C,
right?
C, Donnie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maggioli. C. Frank Icati C. Sportscastolino Horn Dog Agio. Grande Horn Dog Agio. Frank Gif.
The Gif.
Gif. In a hotel room, squeeze Obresto, Socfesolina, Heavy Petagio. Colmanati in la intercorso intenso alla videotape.
Yes.
Gif.
The Gif.
Why so stupido, Gif? Susanne Giancioni is la Horagio.
Oh.
Intenso. No, cesso alla prostituto. Cesso alla Cati C. Frank Gifford. Cati C.
My cousin Luigi has a lot of very strong opinions, and I want to say right now that his opinions are his own.
Cati C. Possesso la grande prestagio.
Oh, the trophies.
Prestagio perfectamente. Givo la Cati C. De squeezo. Give. Come on. Pocagio. Conelinghi fasul. Robo l'assaggio di Cati C. Give. Decido. Act la age. Give. Act la age.
Now, he's your age, isn't he, cousin Luigi?
Oh, he's a little older than cousin Luigi.
Now, he's to you.
I seek one.
And a lot of folks wonder what my cousin Luigi looks like. He looks a lot like my grandfather. He's an Italian guy, almost a shaved head. He's got a little bit of hair on the top. He owns a two-day growth of beard.
Cubolino, yeah. Sì,
Cubolino. He has the old man undershirt on.
Oh,
and
grande testacle.
Always, yes, really big ones.
Oh, yeah, spugio grandissimo.
And always has that smell like of garlic and onions about him.
Oh, hardissima, Nipolina. Sì, sì, Galigo. Gif, I talk about he old man, Gif.
Oh, yeah, he's an old man. He's not young like you,
sì,
cousin Luigi.
At the age of Gif, old football star, leather helmate, nursing home materiale. Sono l'uso controllo per la facoltizo. Pupo e la pazzo. Pupo e la pazzo.
Wow.
You're nati in a caro.
He speaks halfway English and halfway Italian. And after
Bobolino.
After you've heard him a little while, I think you can maybe input exactly what he's saying.
Sì, Fordo è drooling o halvino. Sette la mente in la casa con Cati C.
Listen,
in la casa con Cati C. Stay home, Gif.
What would you do if you were Gif? How would you treat Cathy C?
Oh, let me tell you about Cathy C.
What about Cathy C?
Oh, farte con carne. Bene, snacce aromatico. Bene, zuppe di scrugio per la più vista, sciocco e la orafasio. Bene Pinolino, bene Pinolino, mangi rettico, mangia rettico, Cathy C, you go crazy, darling.
Oh, so you like Cathy C, me too.
Oh, Cathy C, stay home.
You'd have to duct tape her mouth or something, yeah, so she doesn't talk.
Bigo mouth, yeah, yeah, run the mouth, that's okay. Great, grande, prestigio, squeezolino, squeeze the night, give, send la mia casa con Cathy C, with the bratos, codilino in casa dio. Yes, pesto, chardonnay, long time,
their dog.
Long time of give, troubleino, troubleino for give. Long time of mangia pupo,
oh yeah,
for la give, mm. Yeah. That the only way you make it right with Cathy C, grande Brasil, bigo Asasio, bigo Portolina. Little Sega, cottage cheese.
Now, listen, I know you're very opinionated, Cousin Luigi.
Oh, see.
How do you feel? Other tabloid story. Do you have any comments on famous sportscaster Marv Albert?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Come si dice questo in italiano? Marv Albert. Sì. Sì, grande. Tu, TV horn dog agios.
Two horn dogs.
Oh, sado mio. Bigo perverto. Uso latino backbite su questo sexuale frastolino, sports gastolino il lonely hotel room. Requesta oralino stimulate. Quando ricevo la oralino stimulate, grande tempramente esplosione. Torna la amica alla stomaccio. Bite la bago. Wildo canino. Wildo canino.
Canino. That means like a dog.
Wild canino, Marv Albert.
Canino.
Bito, terragio of a tupo. Uso tita, Marv Albert. Dove io orlino stimulate? Dove la trissimo? Trissimo con la Paul Maguire. Dove la trissimo con Bill Walton? Bado.
Listen, cousin, I don't think he wanted to have the three-way with Paul McGuire or with Bill Walton.
Yeah, three-way or a lino stimulate con la brodo. He with a no-name. Bado, brodo, lino, bito in the backside. Bad Marv. Yes. Now, Senor Albert, Danny.
Senor Albert.
Senor Albert face a grande consequento por la azione.
That's right.
Grande giurilino. Grande embarrassamente con la sports fans of the world do considere Marv Albert to pay perverto. Wow. E la polizia require tiny tiny sampolistos con la fiori fuori pubblicano. Marv Albert sito in la cerolino.
What happened to Marv Albert?
Remove la fuori pubblicano. Slow agonisto. Une, bam, due, tre. E Marv Albert scrima agio ai soro pubblicano. Good luck to you, Marv Albert. Yeah. Bene, tu pay perverto.
Sì. Cousin Luigi, everybody. Very opinionated, Cousin
bene,
Luigi.
Bene, Gino da Brigida, nice of a Giannata. Bene, bellissimo, Nattolino e Messiano, liquido, sfugio, tompo, bigo, pirolino, prima la torre e Giacchinino, che naino d'Agostello. Bene, bene, Dani.
Well, all I know is that sometimes you get talking so fast, it sounds like you're saying some really dirty stuff, but I know it's just because I don't speak the language.
Oh, sì, sì, hardissimo, Nepolina, no, no, l'animo gigante balista, sì, grande cagolino.
What about Buzz? Do you have any comments on Buzz Burbank?
Oh, grande G.I. Joe, furissimo. Furissimo, yeah, made for life. Made for life,
And what about our own Charlie Broyhill back here?
Charlie Broyhill. Let me tell you, Charlie. Farzo, pasta farzo, Broyhill. Pasta farzo, grande pasta farzo. Farze con carne, con chili. Chili farzo, tuna farzo. All sorts of farzo con Broyhill. Broyhill with a grande farzo. Smell like detagio. Detagio in la porto.
And finally, what about major disappointment, Rob Spiewak, Major D?
Grande scrugiavio. Yeah, disappointment, day one, day two, Monday, Tuesday, disappointment. Grande red chico sino with a big assaggio, gigante, e dietino, dietino pilzo. Eat, mangio, dietino pizza, lose one pound, 10 pound, lialino, full of pupaggio.
Oh, you are so opinionated. Wow. Listen, si. Cousin Luigi, we must break.
Oh, spiwacko diarrhea.
When we come back,
si.
We will play low budget Jeopardy. I think we have a champion.
Pino Grigio Vaginatis.
So we, yes, I agree.
Oh, testicali ravioli.
We need a challenger.
Hey, bene. Bene, sono mio sexuale in abbozzo.
So call it 1-800-636-1067. That's our telephone number. We'll take a challenger right now.
Assaggio pimpale.
More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's human to be moved by a fragrance.
That's so true.
Her bouquet cleaved his hardened shell and fondled his muscled heart. He imbibed her glistening spell just before the other shoe fell.
Kramer, that is so lovely.
It's by an unknown 20th century poet.
Oh, what's his name?
Newman.
The Don and Mike Show.
They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
We are playing low-budget Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
With a slightly Italian slant.
Oh.
Let's meet our contestants here, Cousin Luigi.
Oh, yeah. Sing a song. Oh, yes. Sono mio sexuale. Go ahead, Danny. The contestando. This is English part of the program. Oh, aspettaggio. Okay, this is low-budget Jeopardy.
We did have one last question before we meet our contestants. Did you comment on Rob Spiewak's new diet?
Oh, sì, yeah.
Did I miss that?
Laiolino tempando, yeah. BSO, the 1 pound, lo,
okay.
Diet pilo, papo like a candy, no stop, la fazzo, love a handolino.
All right, yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you commented on Rob's diet.
Yeah, this is low budget Gemardino. And now entering the studio.
You see, what my cousin was saying was that although Rob is claiming to have lost 10 pounds,
yeah,
that looked to us like he's lost one.
Oh, no, soyolino shizzo. Bene, bene, adesima di pelino. Piccolo e sannai, corissimo pubicano. We are con il lingui marinare. I introduce guests.
Yes.
This low-budget Jeopardy. Now here come an attorney. Sharkosino in la Underoraco.
Boo!
From DC, Sean Haley.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, thank you. Hey,
listen, we will let you play the game, even though you're a lawyer. How'd you get through our screeners?
Slipperilino. Yes, Bottom Oceano. Okay, now entering the studio, he's a teacher.
Oh, our champion, yes.
Teacher Lino Luigi Strampaggio from Athens, Georgia. Let's say hi to Kathy Spencer.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, you.
Hello, listen, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, Kathy, how has it changed your life?
Well, I haven't really had much time to enjoy my status as a champion since I've been nursing the wounds on my back from last week's co-host.
Oh, dear, coitino interruzione. That's good, Sean and Kathy. Now entering studio host, Jeopardy, the grande testacari. Let's welcome Alex Trebeke Geronimino.
Hey, thank you, Cousin Luigi.
Bene.
Mangia.
Tonissimo piumicano, liquido spugio.
Beve.
Sampo bigo pinolino.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Kathy.
Hey,
okay. Now, listen, kids, don't forget, answer the form of a question. I live with my mom, wearing clip-on ties, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we're playing the game. That's El Killer's Quizmaster. I always call him my cousin, Luigi. You tell it like it is, cousin.
Danny, ejaculatore tortellini.
And here are your categories, kids. Hey. And they are celebrity weight.
Oh, CBS or Carmazzone?
Initially speaking.
Ah, that's my baby Dario.
Celebrity scandal dominoes.
Oh, calamari nice abuccio.
Tom Cruise movies.
Ooh, Corvetto Pinolino Minuscule.
And syndicated television show ratings.
Oh, Fon Sexagio Toccolino. Oh, Thomas Sam.
I don't know what that has to do with syndicated TV shows.
Eh, bene, it's all Greek to me.
Celebrity weights.
Dimparo caro scisio.
Initially speaking.
Che ne no daghi style.
Celebrity scandal dominoes.
Asio brethagio.
Tom Cruise movie.
Hazzo bobelinas.
And syndicated TV show ratings.
Okay, no stupidito, no stupido di cosinas. No.
And Sean, you are the challenger. Oh, but you know what? You're a lawyer. So we will start with Kathy.
Laiolino, like Rabino, Spivacchio, con la 10 pounds. BSio.
Yes. Kathy, you go first, please.
I'll take Tom Cruise movies for one.
Okay, here you go. This Tom Cruise movie co-stars Robert Duvall.
Oh, gosh. What is The Color of Money?
Oh, my. No.
Oh, dear. Oh, stupasino. Sean, time to steal you.
What is Days of Thunder?
Yes.
$1 for Sean. Grande cerebrum. Go ahead, Sean.
Let's go for Tom Cruise movies with two.
Tom Cruise movies for two. Co-stars Paul Newman.
What is the color of money?
That's what it is there,
Grande,
Kathy.
$2, Mary Elisabetta Mastriantonio. Oh, bene, gigante erezione. Oh, Luigi, love Mary Elisabetta Mastriantonio.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so hot, so grande bovina. Nipolina protrude. Ah. Hey, go again, Sean.
I will go to Tom Cruise movies for three.
This Tom Cruise movie co-stars Leah Thompson.
Oh, bene, bene, Leah Thompson, yeah.
Well, she's all right.
Oh, Tangalino Laporto.
And no answer.
Okay, Kathy, your chance to steal.
What is Risky Business?
Risky Business, no.
No.
It's All the Right Moves.
All the Right Moves, Tom Cruise, oh, yeah, Puntangaggio Magneto.
Yes, he's a Poon Magnet. Even I understood what you were saying there.
Puntangaggio Magneto.
He's a Poontang Magnet.
Sean, are you in control now?
Let's go with Celebrity Scandal Dominoes for one.
All right, now please remember how this works, that you have Giff, who was taken over by Marv Albert, who was taken over by Tim Allen.
Activino, right, okay. Activino and Lagroino.
As we continue the Celebrity Scandal Dominoes, Tim Allen, who was DUI, leapfrogged this week by another tarnished celebrity whose story has new details.
Oh, craniame vecento. Kat, your chance to steal.
Who is Brian Gumbel?
No, oh, getting ahead of yourself.
So close.
I have Marv Albert next because they had to take his pubic hair.
Yeah, by tobacco, yes. Pubicano, pain falale.
Okay, so Kathy, here's your next question.
Sean in control. Sean is in control.
Did she get it right or wrong?
She got it wrong.
Oh, my mistake.
You jump ahead.
My mistake, Cousin Luigi.
Gigante, grenaggio, speedo, through la show, preparazione, grande, work, hazzo, sono, slipperino, andracolo,
erino. And I'm sorry, you know why I lost my place in the show? Because I was just thinking how great Rob Spiewak looks with that 10 pounds he's lost.
Oh, bene, bene, Lairino. Yes, BS, yo.
All right, I am sorry. The
Stomace pendulate.
The answer there was Marv Albert pubic hair. So here you go for two.
Cottage cheese.
And back to you, Sean.
Signor, mano rapido.
The Marv Albert pubic hair story was replaced in Celebrity Scandal Dominoes by this former Today Show host.
Who is Brian Gumbel.
Yes.
Hey, bene, $2, farte con carne. Go ahead, Sean.
Let's close out the category.
Bryant Gumbel, being in a hotel room with a woman who wasn't his wife, was replaced by the problems of this friend.
Who is Chandler?
Oh, Kathy, your chance to steal.
Need his real name.
Who is Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry, that's right.
Bene, Kathy, bene. $3 for you, Kathy. You select again, please.
How about Initially Speaking for one?
Ah, that's a good one, Kathy. I'll just give you some initials.
Bene.
And you tell me what they mean, okay? For
okay.
One. For one. Uno. CIA.
What is one?
CIA.
Oh, wait, what?
Uno is numero. CIA say the thing. You have to answer now, okay? Gigante, bobblehead agio.
CIA.
Okay. CIA? What is Central Intelligence Agency?
Yes, okay.
One Maralino, catch up quick, Kathy.
What is initially speaking for two?
A CNN.
Oh, bleach blandasio. Shono, chance to steal it.
What is Cable News Network?
That's right, there you go, Sean.
$2 for Sean. Go ahead, please.
Let's take Initially Speaking for three.
PETA.
PETA.
Catalina.
Good lawyer.
Catalina, chance to steal it.
Could you repeat the question?
No, broken the prime directive. No. PETA, that is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And incidentally,
Bleeding Heart, so.
They love the idea of donkey basketball.
Si, bene. Bene, yeah. Grande protestino. Protestino.
Screw them, hippies.
Picketaggio.
Sean. Tie-dye.
Tie-dye, yeah. Underarmo. No ladies shave all the legs, yeah. Sean, are you in control?
Well, let's go for a syndicated TV show ratings, for one.
All right. This is a tough category. I bet you didn't know the ratings for all the syndicated shows, and here you go. For one, this is the most popular syndicated show of them all, and it has a rating of 11.0.
What is Baywatch?
No.
Baywatch, grande bubalinas, bounceaggio bubalinas, bicho bubalinas, red bearing suit bubalinas, bubalina. Kathy, your chance to steal.
What is Married with Children?
Married with Children, no.
Oh,
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, yeah. Vanna White.
What about Vanna, huh?
Oh, Pinco Ariola. Sean. Sean, you in control.
Let's go with syndicated TV show ratings for two.
This is the most popular daytime TV talk show with a rating of 7.1.
What is the Oprah Winfrey Show?
That's right.
Two Doralina for Sean. Bene, bene, Sean. Select again.
And let's go for syndicated TV show ratings for three.
All right. This is the most popular entertainment / news prime access show. Boy, that's a mouthful. With a rating of 5.5.
Ooh.
What is hard copy?
No.
Cati, Cati, your chance to steal it.
What is Today Show?
No.
No, it's Entertainment Tonight.
Entertainment Tonight. Hey, Mary Hart.
Mary Hart, how about those legs?
Oh,
huh?
Longo, Lego. Ooh, Volvolina. Sean. Sean, you in control.
Let's go for Celebrity Waits for One.
All right, this is the last category on the board now.
Casual.
And here's the first answer.
Smokeno.
I'll tell you the name of a celebrity, and you tell me how much he or she, the last reported weight was. Jay Leno.
What is 195?
No. Cati, time to steal.
What is 240?
Wow.
Well, you got a bad TV.
Bobolini.
No, Jay Leno, 185.
185, oh, bigocino, gigante, yeah. Cino, deformate.
Oh, he's not. He,
grande deformate.
He is not.
Sì, elephant mano.
He is not deformed.
Elefante, elefante mano.
He's not the elephant.
Elefante senor.
Have you ever seen?
Elefante, bag on the head.
Isn't senor Mexican, though?
Signore. Signore. Hey, Italia, yeah. Il Mexicano. Right. Mexicano, don't drink in the water. Waterino in a stool.
And if you think that Jay Leno looks like the Elephant Man, have you seen David Letterman?
Oh, David Letterman, sì. Grande deformate.
Fugly.
Deformate with con la tito, separagio, separagio, cleftagio. David Letterman. Hey, Sean, you in control.
Let's go for Celebrity Waits for Two.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, more gastrointestinal.
What is...
Give me a hint, it's under 1,000.
What is 240?
240.
Oh, close. Falso con carne. Cat, your chance to steal.
Close.
What is 200?
She's on that same diet Rob's on.
Yeah.
225 for Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie, trimagio la buccia. Sono in controllo.
And let's close out the category.
All right, the last question on the board. Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. What?
And listen, I'll tell you something. For those of you who are wondering just how fat I am these days, this is my current weight also.
Oh, bene, bene, bene. Secret word game.
What is 210?
210, no. Oh, sorry.
Cathy Agio.
What is 240?
Thanks again.
No,
sorry, that would be 215.
215, bene, Danny, 215. Bene.
Big load, just like Drew Carey.
Hey, so that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yes, it is. And Cousin Luigi,
Solino.
As we go to... Did you just call me a bad name?
No, Luigi, speak to self. Asolino, Harissimo, Nipolina.
Do you have the score as we go to break, cousin?
Sì, Danny, sì, es Italia, tu. Sì, sì, bene.
Sounds like Hispanic to me.
Sì, bene, buenas noches. Hey, Sean. Sean has $9. Katari has $4.
All right, anything can happen. In final low-budget Jeopardy, where we physically force you both to bet it all, here is your answer, Sean and Kathy. Oh, the category is Bill Clinton, the rock and roll president. And here's the answer. On a recent VH1 special, Bill Clinton said that this is his all-time favorite Beatles song. All right, Bill Clinton... Bill Clintoni.
Contoni. Bill Clintoni. Hornagio, dog. Agio.
Rock and roll president said that this is his favorite Beatles song. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
Ebbene, Dani, pubblico servizio announcemente.
It's a PSA, everybody.
After la sexuale intercorso.
Yes.
Smocagio la sigaretto.
All right.
Codolino.
Yes.
Smucce. Smucce, yes. Smucce. I love you. But after la sexuale intercorso, washo la parzo privatagio.
This is a public service announcement?
Washo la parzo privatagio. Muy grande, importante. Yeah. No washo la parzo is no good accumulato muchismo ciso. And bigo stincolino. Prasio good hygiene, I avoido la desizio sexuale, I prevento accumulato of ciso. Leavens in la bedrome is bado.
Did you say leavens?
Leavens in la bedrome is bado por la laundrilino. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebeco Darvino.
Hey, cousin!
It's time now on JFK.
Gonorrhea Ferrari.
An important PSA. Wash yourself.
Vaginati, Pravatiro, Shaftagio, Scrovellino.
Wash your leavens.
Yeah, leavens in a shih tzu.
Who do I want to talk to first here, cousin?
Kathy Bobolino, Bobolihedo.
Kathy?
The low woman on a totem pole.
From Athens, Georgia. Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy, it is Bill Clinton's all-time favorite Beatles song.
What is Let It Be?
Kathy, zero lira. Zero lira for a Kathy.
That was a good guess, Kathy. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, you can win if you have the right answer, my friend.
What is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Sean, no lira. Zero lira for Sean Haley.
Favorite Beatles song? Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby, Ringolino Radicalino. Ringo.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means this is the type of game that only Ken Stevens can love, cousin Luigi.
Oh, Ken Stevens, see? Skin tag agio for la Ken Stivalino, humane wormo.
Because you're giving away no money today on the show. Now, Kathy, you get to keep the money you've won in the past, and we have prizes for both of you, Sean and Kathy. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Now, here's my cousin Luigi with your gifts. Cousin?
Bene, Dani. Congratulatore por Kathy a Sean. Thank you. You have won a Gillette Sensore XL gift package. Only Sensore XL has a protectavino microfins. For extra comforto and self-adjustino blades for an incredible crossanino. Take the Sensor XL Challenge. Ooh, scevo per la vaginale.
Maybe one of your girlfriends,
ooh,
yeah.
Sì, Luigi, a grande por trimagio perfectamente. Gillette.
You like just a nice little landing strip now there, don't
sì,
you?
Sì, yes, un rectalone, rectangle. But wait.
There's more.
You have one. An Aliso t-shirt. Oh, cheap agio.
Oh, Arliss, right.
And a hat in the celebrazione. Still on the air.
Yes, going into the second year, incredibly.
At the return of Aliso on HBO June 14th. So Aliso, check it in June 23rd or June 30th issue of a Sports Illustrated or Swimsuit issue. Kathy Arlindo, grande, nipolina protrude. Details on how to win Arliss dream ticket. But wait.
There's more.
I try in best English.
Okay.
You have won a Ghost in the Darkness prize pack. Oh, assaggio, bretaggio. Death bretaggio. Jimmy the Interne. Jimmy the Interne, death bretaggio.
Who has worse breath, you or Jimmy the Interne?
Oh, I did bretaggio for Jimmy the Interne. Luigi close secondo. Garlico, grande. With just a hint of a punetaggio. And make sure you order Ghost in the Darkness on pay-per-view today. Call your local cabalani, operatori for detail. Bene, bene.
That's it.
Thank you, Cardi. Thank you, Sean. Thanks for playing the game, agio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Kathy. Have a great weekend, kids. Well, cousin, sadly, we've got to leave. I know that you're...
Muy mangia time. Dennis Murphy Parmigiano.
You are you're on the next boat back to Italy.
Sì, asso pimpale, dimpol cottage cheese. Sì, Dani, bene. Italia, call my name, Luigi. Say, I got to go, Dani.
Well, don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Testacolo Ravioli, Coran Incorporated. It is distributed by King World.
Well, cousin Luigi, I say to you, Benny, mangia...
Mangia, fungi con tuo jam.
And I will see you the next time.
Oh, yeah. Calamari, nice obuscio. I say, arrivederci, Dani. Asso grande.
Oh, I think he had something else he wanted to say. Hold on.
Dani, for open the porto.
Okay.
Open the porto.
Hey,
Johnny.
Was I fast with the sound effect, or did you linger?
I lingerino. Okay. Lingerino.
Now, what would you like to say? Well, Final Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Coran Incorporatino. It check out on the door. My wish ass, Danny.
His English is so much better.
Yeah, better every
time.
Very,
very outspoken.
Yes, he is.
Very outspoken. And his breath today, as you heard, rampant.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you, it was really hot today. It was worth the trip in, wasn't it? Just to... It was. It was so hot today. I saw a robin dipping his worm in nest tea. It was so hot today. I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles. It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, "If you want it your way, cook it yourself."
The Don and Mike Show.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Who are those guys that just walk by the window?
Do we have a couple of strange guys walk by the window?
I hate it when people walk by the window and wave. And the guy that walked by gave that little one finger like Dick Clark salute.
Hey there.
Like walked by like, hey, radio guy. Coming at ya.
How's it going? Did they look like radio people?
No, I think they're construction guys.
Okay.
And just in case, see. That's my message for all the construction guys out there.
I just hope nobody plays with that piece of equipment that they have out there in the main room, that incredibly horrific-looking piece of apparatus that looks like it could do terrible things to the human body.
You could pull a Fargo on that.
Yeah, you could pull a big-time Fargo on
that. You know that great scene that we laughed at this weekend at my house where he's trying to push that foot down into that wood chipper, yeah, and it just won't go? That's the lady's foot, right?
Yeah, no, it's the guy. It's the little guy that's his partner.
Oh, it's that guy who's putting in there.
Yeah, or, you know, it could be the lady, but I think it's the partner. It's supposed to be his little, hey, that's your buddy you're trying to put in the wood chipper there.
Yeah, but I think that it was a feminine-type leg. And
really?
I think that guy had hard shoes. The guy that comes in and his face is all shot, and he goes, look at me, I'm shot.
Remember the line from the goes, you should see the other guy.
I think it's the Steve Buscemi guy because there's a tennis shoe on it, I remember. A guy's tennis shoe.
Well, and when it's in the machine, it's just a sock, right?
I thought it was a shoe, like a tennis
there's
shoe.
There's a shoe on
it's
there?
It's a shoe. Yeah.
You know, I've lost my big... we had a big argument about Fargo that I lost when I thought that the...
there was a little girl in the car.
And you had said... And then I had to, like, get really right. close and look at
you
it.
You remember
and,
that scene when...
And it actually wasn't a little kid.
When they're on the side of the road when he shoots the cop and then the other car drives by.
I thought it was a little girl.
And that was in the wreckage of the car.
And it was actually a young woman that was in the car. But I think that's the... They make a reference, don't they, in the movie to the fact that he was putting his buddy in the... I guess well, that now, was... Remember when they're riding
says,
in the car?
She says to him...
I guess that was your buddy you were putting in the wood chipper.
Yeah, but he never addresses it.
He doesn't address right? anything.
Because the last time we see the wife...
Right.
She's got like a sheet over her and she's just laying on the floor, right?
Yeah, because like he's still tied to the chair. Yeah,
he's too busy watching a soap opera and eating his canned food.
You know, and when we were sitting at your party the other day and Fargo came on, we're looking at Fargo, like seriously, it's a comedy.
Oh, we laughed our asses off.
There's just something about it. I mean, it's sick in the head.
That's a great movie.
It
Hello,
is.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what number am I?
Oh, we already have a winner. I thought you were calling to tell us who it is that's put into the wood chipper at the end of Fargo.
Oh, God.
All right, sorry. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Will you pay my mortgage for a month?
It's a kid.
I hope this isn't the kid that started the prostitution ring at his junior high school.
Oh, that's nasty.
No.
Did you read about that?
No, my mom was trying to call.
That is like, hold on, son. That's a local story here in Northern Virginia.
Yeah. When they like 13?
13-year-old pimpy, and he had a 12-year-old girl. They say that they don't think that they actually had sex.
But the girls were paying him to set them up with other boys that they could get paid for to have sex.
Exactly.
All of them, future CBS radio listeners. God damn, what is wrong?
It's a sick world we live in.
Son, don't call us until you're 18.
You're well, not allowed to call us until you're 18.
My mom, can you talk to her?
Oh, yes, if mommy's there, it's okay.
Not mommy, mom.
Put mommy on the phone.
Hello.
Gee, your mom smells like Miracle Whip. Hello, mommy.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How old is that lad?
He is 12.
Okay, for him to be listening to the show. If you're supervising it, it's okay.
That's a very dangerous age.
I was in the car on my way home from work. Yeah. I was trying to be the 100 caller.
Oh, right. See, because we've already moved past that. We're on the topic of whose foot it was in the wood chipper in the last scene in Fargo. If it was the little guy who got his face shot or if it was the wife.
The wife. And that's the scene we saw at your house where she's right before she gets kidnapped when she's sitting there watching.
She's watching TV. She's watching, like, the Regis show.
Yeah, and she's got that look where
she's knitting with Dad.
And then you did the thing with Dad. Will you be staying for dinner? In that movie, when you get a large group of people that have all seen it, she takes it to a different level.
She's up there in the shower. Yeah, and then she runs out. She got the shower curtain around. She goes, She runs down the stairs. We laughed. I mean, I had milk coming out of my nose. We were laughing so much.
And William Macy, who he got nominated for that, and he's, man, he is hysterical when he's talking to the guy about the serial numbers on the car. Yeah, yeah. I'll fax it to you. That's a piece of work. That movie's great.
Whose foot is that?
Yeah, we want to know whose foot it is.
Gotta know whose foot is that.
I don't know.
You should see the other guy.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How's it going, guys?
Great, my friend.
What's your fee? We need to know your finder's fee.
Yeah, your finder's fee.
Yeah, no, go ahead, sir. Sorry.
No, no problem. Say, guys, I just got a truck list here. I came in, turned on the TV, and on my Dish Network, I got a live cop chase bank robbery.
Is it from L.A.?
Yeah, KTLA Channel 5.
Dang it, I wish we lived in L.A. That's great watching live car chases. Where is the guy at?
He's on, you know, to tell you the truth, I just turned it on and got through, but he's on some freeway, and I know that.
I like to know which freeway. I know the freeways of Southern California's Ventura Highway. Is it the 5?
He's now approaching the Pasadena Freeway.
The Pasadena Freeway. Hey, that's a big one. There won't be a lot of traffic there this time of day.
Yeah, and it looks like it. He's driving a Ford Taurus.
A Ford Taurus? I wonder if he's got the CLI package.
I think it is the CLI package.
Turn it up. Let us hear the audio, please.
Okay, just a second here.
Wasn't Dennis Murphy going out west? Yeah, I need a little cash.
What if it was Dennis in that car?
Imagine Dennis. Dennis, though, wouldn't wear a mask or anything. Just see him staring.
He'd be hanging out of the car. So,
here you go.
So he'd get his camera time.
He's just gotten off, and he's taking the Pasadena Freeway southbound.
Listen, this is a perfect example of when I describe these things that I watch on TV.
This is even good hearing it.
Southbound at Stadium Way. This was the I-5 at Stadium Way. He has now exited off. He has transitioned off onto the Pasadena Freeway southbound.
They're getting good at it. You notice that? Yeah. They're getting really calm about it, man.
It doesn't sound to me like it's Channel 4, though.
Oh, he hit the side.
Oh, he hit the side?
Yeah, he's slowing down. He's got a problem.
Oh, then it's the end of the chase.
What's that?
All right, let's listen.
Okay. It's the end of the chase.
Median, but he apparently just bounced off it and continues to travel on.
Ah, he continues.
I love this.
Probably got smoke pouring out of his car.
Southbound Pasadena Freeway. We're watching this as it happens live from Skycam 5.
I tell you what, that is a network TV series.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
But would you
great.
Agree the real magic is when you, with that second sight you have, watch it live?
Oh, yeah.
Something about seeing it live is
because you never
incredible.
Know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
The same thrill that guy's going through right there. Abe, our caller from Wichita. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Bueno Booster Radio Guard.
Right, hello.
Hey, Fargo, that was the woman's foot because she had socks on. The guy, the little guy, had black shoes on.
That's what I thought, he had hard shoes.
Yeah, he had hard shoes because when he was...
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
That was a great scene.
The only thing I'm going to say about that is that the one line she has, though, when she says, you know, I guess that was your buddy you were putting in the wood chipper back there.
But she doesn't know who it was. She doesn't know, at that point, she doesn't know that Mrs. Gunderson or whatever her name is. She doesn't know that she's dead, right?
And that hairdo when she's sitting on the couch watching knitting. And what great thieves they are, too, when they break in and the little guy just comes up the stairs.
When he's standing back there by the sliding glass door just looking in.
And you notice the little idiosyncrasies, the little details, like he's in a community with houses just surrounding it, and he takes a crowbar and he breaks the window, the plate glass window.
God. Dad, are you staying for dinner?
Yeah. We need to know your fee.
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling about the guy in the wood chipper. It's the guy that's in the Big Lebowski now. It's not the woman.
The Big Lebowski is the little guy.
Right. He's the one that's in the wood chipper.
I would almost be willing to bet on it.
Really? I'm telling you. My brother is a...
We need a copy of the movie down here. ASAP.
This is actually...
I gave one to my brother for Christmas. I know that he knows. I called him.
Oh, I've got the movie, too.
You know what it might hinge on? Because I think the leg, you also see the pants, right?
Exactly. And they're white pants.
Are they white or khaki?
I think they're white.
I don't think they're white.
As a matter of fact, I think that they are sweatpants.
Really?
Which is what Mrs. G was wearing.
I don't think they're sweatpants.
She's wearing sweatpants. If it's sweatpants, then that would be the clincher right there.
I don't think they're sweatpants.
This is why witness accounts never match up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just calling because I know who it was in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
It was Steve Buscemi or whatever his name is.
The guy.
Yeah. When she arrests the guy, remember she like holds the gun up to him when he's trying to put the foot in the thing and he can't get it in. And then she, on the way back, driving him back to the police station, I guess, she goes, so I guess that was the hostage, the poor guy.
No, you got it all wrong.
She says, I guess that was your buddy in the wood chipper.
Yeah, no.
But that's what I said before, like 5 minutes ago.
And besides, that guy with the white hair, he never says anything anyway. He just looks.
He doesn't confirm. This hinges on, Your Honor, this hinges on actually seeing what the pants are, that because you can see.
We need to get that movie in here today.
Fargo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I need to know your fee.
Hello.
I think that in the wood chipper, he already put his buddy in, and he was done, and then he was trying to fit the girl in.
Now, why are you speculating that much? How do you know what he was
doing? Don't jump on this guy just because he agrees with me.
How do you know that? How could you possibly?
He's got the gift, Mike. He's got the gift.
But we need to know his fee.
I'm pretty anal about Fargo.
You were right the first time.
I've only seen that movie about 100 times.
And I was passionate about it in my disagreement with you. We actually got home that night and it was on, and you called me and said, it's the lady, it's not a little girl.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, it was the guy.
All right, thank you.
The girl had little pink booties on.
Pink she booties. Had booties on.
Huh?
Oh, come on. The lady didn't have booties on.
Pink boot, the girl.
Booty. Booty Holly. We won't know until we get a copy of the movie here, because someone watching it at home, there's no dialogue to indicate if it's the man or the lady's leg. Right. You know what even better? Why don't you just give me the number of those guys, of those Coen boys?
The Coen brothers, they got a big movie out now, The Big Lebowski. They want to promote it.
Or give me the number of the movie company.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We could call and find out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Listen, it was the guy in the wood chipper, because they said to her, she said to him in the back of the car.
I've already said that.
Oh, my God. Does anybody listen to this show?
I have already said that it was he, Margie, says to the guy, I guess that was your buddy in the wood chipper there.
But then he doesn't say anything.
Right. And another thing, if you're a Fargo aficionado and you've seen it a lot of times, another thing where you
I've seen it a lot, Mike.
You want to get a real laugh out of it, watch their diet. Watch the diet between Margie and her husband, which is just to say, I'll make you some eggs. It starts out with eggs. Then they have the Arby's food that they have.
Oh, and then they go to the buffet.
The buffet with the fried chicken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was wondering what the lips thing means, too. I think I got it figured out.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
No.
You know, there's a lot of you know what it is. There's a lot of spring vacations.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of Easter vacations getting out right now. Listen, go ask your mommy.
Yeah, you're not allowed to call till you're 18.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm watching Fargo as we speak, and I wanted to tell Don and Mike who it is in the wood chipper.
Well, see, but
are you watching it on tape or are you watching it on cable?
I'm watching it on a videotape.
While I appreciate that, we have no way of knowing if you have the gift to be able to interpret if it's a man or a woman's foot.
Well, let's say maybe we can get a description of the foot, and that might help in our identification of the body of the wood chipper.
Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
Are you at that part?
Yeah, after she says that was the guy in the wood chipper, she says, and I guess that was Mrs. So-and-so in there on the floor.
Oh, that could be significant.
I need to see this scene. Please. Listen, if I'm wrong, I'll give it up in a second. But I don't think I'm wrong.
But if she says that, that would indicate that she saw somebody on the floor.
But she was just asking.
Yeah, what if she was able to play it?
I was still, Mike, I got to see it with my own eyes. No offense. I think I'm right about this.
This would make us even on the Fargo disputes.
I'm positive I'm right about it. The more that you're now starting to crow. If someone would please, real simple, go out to Blogbuster and get us that. But we have a 4-hour show. We've got time.
Get Fargo.
Rob?
Yes.
Go get that movie. And as a matter of fact, set up the VCR because I want to watch the tape of Jingle Boy today, please. Okay? Would you do that? Let's put this on hold.
Sure.
Until we are able to watch the movie ourselves.
Then we'll come to the final conclusion.
Okay? We'll take two more calls on this topic. And that's it. Then we're going to change the topic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can go through the story as quickly as possible.
Just tell me, guy or girl?
The guy. It's Steve Buscemi.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Guy or girl?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Was it the guy or the girl?
It's the girl. You can see the... Okay.
All right. See, we got all kinds of people thinking different stuff. Right?
That movie is it was very popular, but it's also got that real cult following.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll get our own copy, and then we'll decide who's right and who's wrong.
All right.
Yeah. And I'll be king of the wood chippers. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
But tomorrow on the show, are you ready for the lineup we have tomorrow?
Why?
Let me talk to this guy first. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It's the guy.
Turn your radio down.
Please, no
okay,
more calls.
Hold on, just a second.
We're going to watch it ourselves. I mean, watch it ourselves. Hello?
Oh, well.
Tomorrow on the show, Margaret Chow.
Mm-hmm. Cho?
Yeah, Margaret yeah. Cho. Like General Cho?
Oh, yeah, the comedian.
Right.
Right?
You know. Ah, I am very funny.
Had a sitcom for a while.
Yeah, she did. A failed sitcom. Mm-hmm. She's coming in to discuss that with us tomorrow.
Very good.
Also tomorrow, Leslie Visser.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Bueno Arbusto from ESPN.
You're kidding me.
She'll be on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
And most importantly, oh, of course, tomorrow is the Renner Mortgage Show.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is Jerry Reed's birthday.
Jerry!
Oh, Jerry!
Jerry!
Jerry Reed! Jerry Reed. So we will have a, you know, that's very similar to Lay King.
Lay King Jerry.
Jerry Reed. We'll have all of that tomorrow. And here now is the book. Why'd you bring me the book?
A listener brought the book.
The book has the dialogue from the movie.
Okay. Oh, all right, then you got to go to the police car.
All right, well.
At the very end.
But when she says about your little buddy, he doesn't say anything. All right,
yeah, but if she says that, okay. That was so-and-so back
hold
on the floor.
Hold on. So, was that Mrs. Lundegaard in there? She glances in the rearview mirror. Grimzud, cheeks sunk, eyes hollow, looks sourly out the road. I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper. His head bobs with bumps in the road. Otherwise, he is motionless, reactionless, scowling and gazing out.
So the first line is, I guess that was Mrs. So-and-so in there.
And
see,
then,
in there is a very vague comment.
But he does not offer an answer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this is something that they want to leave up to your own discretion.
Right.
But we should be able to figure out by looking at the foot, right?
Yeah, that's what we need. We need to see the pants, the sock, and the shoe on that leg.
All right, hold on. Marge advances. Oh, Rob, give me some music here, please. I'll give you a dramatic reading of the whole scene. Oh, wrong music.
That's X-rated. Triple X-rated music.
Give me something a little mellower, Rob. Oh, that's good. Too up-tempo. I don't want a disco. I want to read about someone being put into a wood chipper.
You betcha, yeah.
Okay, let's try this one. All right, this is better.
Perfect.
Marge advances. The man is forcing downward something which engages the roaring power tool and makes harsh, spluttering noises.
Okay, that's before we see anything.
The man is Grimsud. Grimsrud. His nose red and eyes watering from the cold. Hat flaps pulled down over his ears. His breath steams as he sourly goes about his work, both hands pressing down on a shod foot as if it were the shaft of a butter churn. The roar is very loud. Marge slogs down to the next tree, panting, looking. Grimsrud forces more of the leg into the machine, which we can now see sprays small wet chunks out the bottom. Marge's eyes shift. A large, dark form lies in the snow next to Grimsrud. He works on, eyes watering. With a grunt, he bends down out of frame and re-enters holding a thick log. He uses it to force the leg deeper into the machine. Marge is advancing. She holds a gun. He rubs his nose with the back of his hand. She comes in grimacing. His back strains as he puts his weight into the log that pushes down to the machine. And then that's it. Then she says, stop, police. Turn around.
Doesn't say.
So it does not say.
Well, get back the one where they're in the car. The just read that again, because you went by that really, really quickly. What did she say when they're in the car? Because that is significant.
So was that Mrs. Lundegaard? God, you're a pain in the ass on this.
Because I'm right.
You're wrong.
I'm right. I know I'm right.
Didn't you say the same thing about the car wreck?
Can a guy be wrong once and right the second time?
Okay, Larry. You sound like Larry. You had a little bit of, can a guy be wrong? All right, listen. I'll give you the 10 grand. I just donated $2 million to university.
Just all humor right. me okay. and read me that, right. that one scene when they get in the car.
Okay. So that was Mrs. Lundegaard in there. Okay. She glances up in the rearview mirror. Grimsrud, cheeks sunk, eyes hollow, looks sourly at the road.
Mm-hmm.
Marge shakes her head. I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear it again.
Grimsrud's head bops with bumps in the road. Otherwise, he is motionless, reactionless, scowling, and gazing out.
Okay.
There's nothing. Mr. Ginsburg, there is nothing here that is definite that says that was the little guy in there.
Mr. Speaker.
The little buddy.
And he just left the floor, and I asked him to stay. As a disgrace. As a disgrace.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got it queued up. Yeah, you betcha.
We just heard the dialogue anyway.
No, yeah, we don't. We got to see it ourselves. It's visual, sir. We've got to see it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
I just read the dialogue.
You know, and even after we see it, I think the only authority on it would be the Coen boys. We must get the Coen boys.
That's a first sign to me that you think you don't have it right.
Well, no, I don't think that it's a defendable position when we see it, but I'd like to see...
I think it'll be very apparent that it's a girl's leg, just like it was apparent to me that it was a girl that was in that car wreck.
Well, if she's wearing sweatpants, right? She's wearing sweatpants.
It looks like a girl's leg, with maybe even like girl socks on, as I recall.
Well,
he wasn't a very big guy either, you know?
You know, he sounds like he's from Fargo.
Yeah.
He's a little womanly white guy.
All right, listen. Let's take one call from a guy in Wichita. Oh, the guy in Wichita. He's going to tell us what happened in that car chase that we were watching.
Good.
All right.
Yes, Abe.
It sucks. It's back to Blossom right now.
Blossom.
Blossom.
But what you guys missed out on, they were on, I think it was called Hudson Freeway, maybe. And anyways, doesn't really matter. Tried to take an exit, didn't make it, hit the median, bounced back, did like a 180. They get out and run, right?
Yeah.
And they jump over.
Oh, the suspects got out and ran?
Two of them did.
A great episode.
Yeah. Jumped over, but this is a great part. They got into some people's backyard, right? One of them goes hides in a garage. And the thing is, the helicopter's on top of them the whole time. And the other one tries to jump in the fence, and he rips out his back pocket and the money. There's like, it shows like, it looked like probably 15 or 20, bills flying in the wind. And he flips over the fence, and there's three cops waiting.
That's a good visual.
Yeah. That's good.
That's a good visual. You're a good reporter. Thank you, Abe.
Hey, no problem, guys. I love your show.
All right, there he is, our on-the-scene reporter watching his television.
Nobody got shot.
It's Abe.
No, it sucks, but hey.
Okay, thank you, Abe.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Listen, we'll get a copy of that movie, and we'll figure that out ourselves.
We shall.
Now, we've got other stuff to discuss. I didn't want to tell you what it is. Stay there, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, which side of the bed do you want?
You're sleeping on the sofa, Mr. Powers. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that the only reason we're sharing a room is to keep up the context that we're a married couple on vacation.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? How do you like to do it? Do you like to wash up first? You know, top and tails, whore's bath. Personally, before I'm on the job, I like to give my undercarriage a bit of a how's your father. I'm just joking, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. That's all for giggles.
The Don and Mike Show. Famed gay magicians, Don and Mike.
What have we done? Okay. It's not often that I make an apology.
Yeah.
You're right. So, on with the show.
I have to. How did you? What drew you to that?
Frida called me.
Really?
She put on the Laserdisc. I if there's anyone whose opinion I trust.
Yes, I know your wife is.
My wife
is definitive for you.
You know, and she would certainly love being there against you.
Of course she would.
But
yes.
She called and said, much as it pains her that I'm making a horse's patoot of myself, that it's obvious that it's a male foot.
It's a male foot that's being put in the wood chip. Was there any other evidence or anything, like the pants or anything that she was looking at?
She said, if you look at it, it's a man's foot.
It's the guy.
It's a guy.
He's a little,
you're a dummy. It's a guy.
Well, you also have to remember that it's not really his foot. You know what I mean? Right. So, I mean, it's some kind of like plastic foot anyway, sure. But we can all agree that it is a good scene. It is a great scene.
And you were right.
Well, you were right the last time, and I was equally adamant when we had that. We had an argument about that person in the car.
That was a much worse argument.
It gets intense because we both want to be so right about this, and I'm like, I know it is. And then you called, and I hadn't seen it, and you called me, and you said,
well,
it's the girl. And I said, okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. And then I saw it later, and I was sitting there watching it going, oh, God, I wish I was right.
Well, that's turn around for you then.
That's good. I feel good about that.
Hello.
Hi. Correct.
I feel great about it. I feel great that I spent a half hour screaming about it.
Well, it was a big debate. A lot of people on both sides of the issue. Yeah.
Hello.
Well, I'm sorry to do this, CNN, but there is corroboration. There's a scene right before Steve Buscemi goes to pick up the money from the old guy where he's basically in a hotel room with the chick from the bar, and he's getting it, and the only thing he's wearing at the time are two white athletic socks. And Indian guy comes in and just tosses them around the room and plain as day.
Listen, as I believe I said that with a lot of velocity and a lot of heart and a lot of passion, I said... I was wrong. There you go.
All right. Well, then the issue is closed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But we're still watching the Jingle Boy videotape.
Where he wears the dress.
Yeah, being as Rob's already hooked up the VCR.
All right.
Hello.
Bueno, our Bush.
Right. Hi, my friend.
Hello.
Hi.
well,
what?
What happened? Was I ate a lot of
Trident gum. The green kind.
Yes.
Peppermint, I believe. Chewed it, swallowed it up, and to my surprise, turns your defecation fluorescent green.
Thanks so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Adio!
Thanks for checking in.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to see that experiment. Rob, why don't you get some gum?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
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 I wanted to tell you guys, I was in South Point last week, and I met the actor.
You know, if you see red in your stools, I just want to, just a health tip. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably not Trident gum.
You should see a physician immediately.
Yeah. Like if you go out and you try to chew a bunch of gum now to make your poops turn a different color because you heard it on our show.
Oh, that's not blood. I was chewing Big Red. Mmm.
Hello.
Yes. You ready for me?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if I have any more blood in the stool jokes. But I believe the well's dry. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I was in Fells Point last week, and Steve Buscemi from Fargo was at this bar because he was filming, he was a guest star on Homicide.
Yeah.
And I asked him, because you guys were talking about this last week.
No.
And I asked him whose leg it was.
You know, I bet we did talk about that because we watched the movie at my house this week.
That's right.
Yeah. So I said, you know, we were talking to him. He's a really nice guy. And I said, well, whose leg is it in the wood chipper? And he just shrugged his shoulders and said, it's one of those things you have to come to your own conclusion.
You know, that doesn't surprise me because that's the Coen brothers. They do a lot of that.
Don't say that because now I'm going to want to start the argument up again.
Well, I was sitting there during the break and I went back to seeing her. I actually was trying to see her on the floor and there's a similar thing. I don't think that's by accident. I think they do that on purpose.
I don't care about it anymore. Okay.
You were right.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I hate to bust your balls, man, but you read it in that book yourself about her, the foot being shod.
Jesus Christ, you're an idiot.
How am I an idiot?
I don't know. I just didn't have anything else to say.
You know, I just want
to. I'm tired of talking about it. I admitted. I screamed it out.
I was wrong. Damn. Okay. Yeah, I turned the radio off so that I wouldn't piss you off by calling you on the phone and you hearing the radio in the background.
I didn't mean to call you. I don't know. You might be an idiot.
I want to end it right now. Right now, I want to end it. This is perfect. I like it. I like
it
when it ends like this.
Don, I'm sorry.
I don't accept your apology.
Okay,
all right. Thank you.
Probably apologizing to you anyways.
All right. Oh, man. Bye-bye. God. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what does some DSL mean?
Boy, that's the question du jour.
Hello. Oh, that's a bad car phone. I'm sorry. We can't take that call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Calling from another kind of car phone. Listen, here's another great wood chipper incident for a movie for you. Steven Seagal, the end of the movie. The guy hits the wood chipper on their way to, like, the Brazilian rainforest to chop up all that hardwood, and the guy splatters all over the side of the boat.
That's the one with the fattest Steven Seagal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that the new one where he wears the jacket with the fringe on the sleeves?
No.
No.
Come on, buddy!
Don't know, Baldy.
Not a lot of movies with wood chippers in them. That's why you got to give those Coen boys credit.
Hello, Don and Mike here.
What's wrong with people?
We're getting his DSL calls.
DSL. Everybody wants to know about DSLs.
Hey, no more Fargo, no more DSLs.
Those subjects are officially closed.
Unless we're talking about this picture that Buzz just slipped me. This picture right here of Helen Hunt.
Isn't she lovely?
Ooh, look at that. Bustle.
Look at that.
Very flattering picture out of the New York Post.
She's a handsome woman. Yeah.
You know, for a long period of time, we weren't really sure exactly what Helen Hunt had in that category, and I think the movie, as good as it gets...
She got nice tatas.
That picture. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this picture, what newspaper does this come from, Buzz?
New York Post.
Mm-hmm. She's hanging out of this dress.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what it is about Helen Hunt, because she's not what you would describe as a real beauty. You
no,
know
she's
I mean?
Not model pretty.
She's right. not a beauty right. contest yeah. winner. Yeah. But boy, oh boy, she sure does make me want to hump my chair.
And she looks like she takes care of herself, too.
Yeah.
A little sultry quality, maybe.
Yeah.
I just hate seeing her next to Paul Reiser. That always
Paul Reiser. Oh, but listen, take some solace in this.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't happened already.
Right.
When she wins the Oscar,
yeah.
you know, that's a dagger through his heart.
Yeah, and she's going to leave him, she's going to leave him behind like High a salty pickle. Absolutely.
I hope she asks for a whole bunch more money than he makes, too. Oh, listen, when I was talking to my wife, this is funny. This is just something about our kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Our son will be 13 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right.
So he comes home from school today, And he says, listen, there's something at school that I got to go to tonight. There's a play or an assembly or something I've got to go to. And she says, oh, well, I don't know. Dad's not going to be home. And, you know, I'll get home till 8 o'clock at night. Right. I don't know. She says, the whole time thinking that she's going to have to go and be there and sit through whatever this thing is. And she says, I don't know if I've got the time to go. And then he said, I don't want you to go.
Ooh.
And that's the first time that she's heard that. That's what she was telling me when she was watching Fargo there.
Wow. Is that the teenage thing?
Yeah. I said, hey, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he doesn't want to. Honey, that's a good sign he doesn't want to be with you.
He's sprouting his wings a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, mom and dad begin to become, you know, baggage, man.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a normal thing for teenagers. Yeah, yeah.
It's okay, because it hasn't happened to me yet.
That's going to kill you when that
so
happens.
So I'm not. It's not going to happen to me. I'm cool with it, Mike. I'm down with that.
It's never going to happen. All the way through his 30th birthday, he will not do that to you.
It's possible. It's possible we'll have a good relationship like that.
Did he give any reasons as to why, or was it
he
just
he wants to be
that?
With his friends.
Just wants to be with his buds.
Wants to sit with his buddies. Doesn't want to sit with his mommy anymore.
No, that's understood. It's normal. Right. It's happening right on schedule.
Right, I got you. She's just a little broken up about it. That's all.
That's sure. Tough. I know that. That's the 12-13 transition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So the stream of consciousness that is this show, there's a great scene in an old James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service where a guy skis into a snowblower.
Wow. Hey, except you know what? When that movie came out, they couldn't show as graphically
right.
as you could now a guy skiing into that machine.
Oh, and, they do.
And
they
then
do.
There's that one, I think it's Indiana Jones or one of those movies where he pushes the guy into the blades of the propeller. Remember
oh, yeah.
That
one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, but again, you don't really see it, though.
No, you just see a little splatter.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
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 Hey, I was wondering if you guys have seen the Jerry Springer Show yet, Too Hot for TV.
We've got a copy of the tape here. We haven't watched it yet.
You do. Do you guys still want the Fargo tape?
Do we want the what tape?
The Fargo tape.
No, the Fargo subject is closed.
No.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank ye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Tammy. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Tammy.
I got a question about Kiki that was on yesterday.
Oh. Kiki.
Oh, the lovely Kiki.
Kiki, baby. Hold on. Let me get on a tape here for Kiki.
Oh,
Kiki,
boy.
Baby.
Oh.
Yeah, Kiki on the zoo.
Oh, lovely Kiki.
Yes.
Oh, do you know if that was her real stomach, or if she was wearing a bulletproof vest?
That's a good one.
That's not a punch. It's a bulletproof vest, Jack.
I'd like to say something right here. Those of you who saw the morning paper, or the evening paper, whatever it was, they gave us a fantastic write-up. Well, they did. Except they said I had a paunch here, and I want to tell you something. I got that damn paunch. I wore a bulletproof vest on stage. True.
True.
Well, in case some fool decides to take a 22 and blow my belly button off.
Ooh.
That's the truth. I got his paunch.
Paunch.
Oh, bitch.
Hey, way to go.
All right.
Thank you, Tammy.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hey, man. And you know how he did that? It was like before that next night's show, he said, put a bulletproof vest on me, man, and I'll say that's the paunch.
Do you think that lady Kiki has sobered up yet?
I'm not sure. She it seemed to me she was on quite a bender.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don was wrong. Don was wrong.
Yeah, I can face up to it, yeah.
He did.
I got a pretty good batting average going, though.
Yeah, he does, and you were right on the first one.
Don was wrong. Don was wrong.
Stop it! You're hurting my feelings.